兄姊妹平安。感谢主又让我们有机会在一起来这里敬拜他，分享他的话语。
We thank our God that we have this time that we can together worship Him and study His Word.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯。
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your grace.
你又赐下这个美好的日子，让我们一起来你的殿中来敬拜你。
You ordained this beautiful day that we can come to you to worship you.
主，你说你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Lord, you said that your word is light to our path and the lamp to our feet.
主，就求主你引导我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to lead our worship from the beginning to the very end.
求你的圣灵运行在我们中间。
May your Holy Spirit be moving among us.
让我们的敬拜达到你的面前。
So that our worship can reach to you.
让主你得到满足。
So Lord, you will be satisfied.
得到该得的荣耀。
Then you get all the glory you deserve.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
上次我们分享的题目是在基督里的相交。
Last time we shared the topic of fellowship in Christ.
这种相交是指神儿女之间的这种劝勉、安慰，或者是这种彼此的鼓励，还有这些怜悯的表达。
This fellowship is the encouragement among the brothers and sisters in the Lord, and the love and the caring, helping with one another.
而这种在基督里的相交的前提是我们必须在基督里的合一。
And the precedence, the prerequisite of this fellowship is we have the unity in the Lord.
要想在基督里合一，那神的儿女就要学习基督的榜样。
If we want to be in one unity in Christ, that we need to learn the example our Lord Jesus Christ has.
而基督的榜样的核心，那就是他的谦卑和他完全的顺服。
And the center of the Lord's example is his obedience and his humility.
但是我们作为神的儿女，我们不可能封闭在教会之中。
But as God's children, we cannot just close ourselves in. Only in the church.
我们也不可能就是与弟兄姊妹来打交道。
We're not only just interfere only with our brothers and sisters in the church.
我们好多时候生活在这个世上是要与不信的人打交道。
And oftentimes we live in this world, we will interact with the unbelievers.
那么主在马太福音里面告诉我们说，你们是世上的光，也是世上的盐。
And the Lord teaches us in the book of Matthew, he said, we are the light of the world and the salt of the world.
所以我们作为神的儿女，我们不但要行出神教导我们的道来，我们也要把神的这种真道告诉更多不信的人。
So as God's children, we're not only live out our life,of the Lord has commanded us, we also need to spread the truth to other unbelievers.
其实更重要的是我们要把神的道行在我们自己的生命之中。
But the most important is that we need to live out the word of the life.
让神的道透过我们自己的生命来表明出来。
So that the word of God, his word that can express through our life.
前两天呢，我碰到一位从大陆来的一个先生。
Last couple of days I met a sir coming from China, mainland China.
在我们一起谈论的时候呢，我就问他说：“你去不去教会？”
During our conversation, I asked if he goes to church.
他说我去过教会一年，但是我现在不去了。
And he told me that I went to church for a year, but now I stopped going there.
我就很奇怪，我问他，我说为什么你不去了呢？
I was surprised, then I asked him why you're not going.
他的答案让我很惊讶。
And his answer is very surprising to me.
他说我去了一年教会，我发现这个教会中，他说这些人在教会中好像非常的友好，在教会中非常的亲热。他说一出了这个教会的门 人就全变了。
And I found out that all the people that in the church, they act very decent and very friendly with one another. But after they leave this church, they live another life.
那么这就是让我更加的知道我们活出一个基督徒的生命是多么的重要。
This sharing makes me believe that live out God's word is very important.
那么我们怎么样才能真正的有在基督里的生命呢？
Then how can we truly have a life in Christ?
我们今天的信息学是腓立比书二章十二节到十八节。
Today's scripture is taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 12 to 18.
我想通过这段经文跟大家分享三个方面的。
I want to share three points within this passage.
首先是在基督里的生命是一个常常顺服的生命。
First is the life in Christ is a constant obedience before God.
这是在第十二节到第十三节。
It's from verse 12 to 13.
第二节我要分享在基督里的生命它是一个忍耐满足的生命，这是十四节到十六节。
And the second point is the life in Christ is a life full of patience and contentment. It's taken from the verse 14 to 15.
那么最后第三节我们要分享在基督里的生命是一个喜乐的生命，这是第十七节到十八节。
And the third point is the life in Christ is a joyful life. And it's in the verse 17 and 18.
我们首先来看第一节，基督里的生命是常常顺服的生命。
First, we want to look at the obedient life in Christ.
我们一起看一下第十二节，二章十二节。
Let's read the verse 12.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
从这节经文中我们可以知道在神面前的顺服那是神儿女的责任。
And from this verse we know it's our God's children's responsibility to be obedient to God.
既然保罗告诉腓立比的弟兄姊妹说他在这儿还是不在这儿，你们都当顺服。
Just like Paul told the church in Philippi that no matter I'm presence or absence, you always should obey.
这就告诉我们说这种顺服它呢是一种责任或者一种委身。
And this teaches us obedience is a responsibility and is a commitment.
那么是神的儿女呢我们必须就要顺服神的教导。
If we are God's children, we must obey God's command.
而这种顺服呢其实在腓立比书一章二十七节就已经暗示了我们。
And this obedience is described also in Chapter 1, verse 27.
第二十七节告诉我们说，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以亲近你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
Whatever happens, conduct yourself in the manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel.
也就是常常顺服神，这是神的命令。
So constantly obeying God is a command from God.
是一种强制性的行为。
It's a must do.
也是我们神儿女自觉应当遵守的行为。
And it's also we should obey it from our heart.
而常常顺服神，这也是对神的儿女非常很有好处。
And also this constant obedience is a blessing for God's children.
所以我们顺服神，并不在于说是不是有人在接收我们。
So obeying God is irrelevant if people are watching us or not.
就像一切我们周围的规章制度一样，定有这个规章制度，有这个命令，就是让我们自觉的去遵行，不需要那些监督。
It's just like the rules and laws from the government. Obeying those rules and laws is our responsibility. It shouldn't be another person to watching or to oversee us to obey them.
比方说我们开车，我们看到限速牌或者是这个 stop sign， 那这些我们不是说因为警察在那儿我们就中心，没有警察我们就可以越过。
It's just like when we are driving, we see a speed limit or a stop sign. If there's a policeman there, we should obey. Then if there's no police, then we can just ignore it.
而设置这些规章制度都是为了我们的好处，其实。
All those rules are established for our benefit.
那我们在教我们做基督徒也是一样，我们不是就是在教会送学教会写的送福，在家中写的送福，我们也要在各方面什么情景下都要真的写出我们送福神。
In a Christian, we not only be obedient at church or in the house, we also need to be obedient to God at work and everywhere.
那么这种送福其实也是一种感恩的送福。
And this obedience should come from your willing heart and with a thankful heart.
主要是为了拯救我们这些罪人，他愿意自己屈中。
And the Lord Jesus wants to condescending himself as a human in order to save us.
成为人的样子，也取了奴仆的形象。
And he become a man, and then taking the very nature of a servant.
他顺服父神的旨意，以至于最后死在十字架上。
He obeyed the Father's will and died on the cross.
他为我们付上了这样生命的代价。
He died for our He gave his life for our sin.
就是为了完全顺服父神的旨意。
In order to totally, fully be obedient to his Father.
那我们作为神的儿女，我们怎能不顺服为我们死在十字架上的我们主的教导呢？
And as God's children, how can we not obey Christ who died on the cross for us?
这节经文最后他说，你们当恐惧战惊，做成得救的功夫。
And the verse also says, continue in work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
我们知道我们得救是本乎恩，也是因着我们的信。
We know our salvation is because the faith and is a gift from God.
这些经文也其实在告诉我们，那么我们虽然得救了，那么我们还要在世上过一个成圣的生命。
And this word tells us, even though we're saved, we need to continue to live a victorious life in the world.
而我们这个成圣呢，它是一个过程。
And this sanctification is a process.
每一个基督徒，他在得救到他得荣，在主那得荣耀这个之间，我们必然要经历这样一个成圣的过程。
And every Christian will go through this sanctification period.When they live on the earth.
那么这个成圣的过程，也就是我们按照主的教导去行，遵循他话语，顺服他的一个生命的过程。
And the process of sanctification is just we live our life, obey God's command, and according to what God has taught us.
那么这里面他要恐惧战惊，他这个并不是让我们去恐惧神，并不是让我们去害怕神。
And here the fear and the trembling is not like.Just the human emotion, just be afraid or scared.
他乃是告诉我们，我们所顺服的呢，是一位创造天地万物的神。
Here is teaching us that we are obedient to a creator who creates the universe.
我们生怕没有按他的教导去做，或者做的不对。
We are trying to do according to his word and the teaching.Unless we failed to do so.
所以这种这个里边的这块说的这个恐惧战惊呢，是我们一种我们顺服神的一种态度。
And here the fear and the trembling is the attitude shows that we obeying God.
就像是摩西在西乃山上，神告诉他怎么来做会幕；就像挪亚，神告诉他怎么来造方舟，他一点一点记下来，神说什么他就怎么来做。
It's just like Moses when he's on the Mount Sinai, God told him what he should do with the tabernacle. And like Noah, when he builds the ark, he had to follow whatever the details God commanded him.
那么我们一定会有人说，那我自己做不到呀，我做不到，我还需要按神的教导来做。
And some might say that I cannot do it. I cannot fully obey God.
也就是说，我做不到完全的顺服。
I cannot be a full obedient.
是的，我们不能靠我们自己来完全顺服神。
It's true. We cannot based on our ability to obey God.
只有主耶稣基督他自己能。
Only Jesus can fully obey God.
所以第十三节他说。
So here in verse 13 says,
第三节他说，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里用行，为要成就他的美意。
For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose.
这里面也就告诉我们，我们能在神的面前顺服神，其实这本来不是我们自己能行出来，乃是神自己的工作。
This verse tells us the ability of obedience to God is not like from us, it's God's work among us.
我们得救是神完全的恩典。
We're saved by God's grace. It's a gift from God.
神接受我们每个人成为他的儿女，不是因为我们品行好，不是因为我们行为好。
God chooses every one of his children, not because according to their performance or their good status.
因为神在创世之前，他就把他儿女的名字写在生命册上。
Because God has written down his children's name in the book of life even before the foundation of the earth.
也就是说，他也是我们在他的里面，让我们成为他的儿女，这是他自己美好的善功。
Use another word, God chose us to become His children is God's deed.
与我们自己的行为与我们自己的品格没有任何关系。
It's not because our good work or our status.
而神美好的善功是神首先开始的。
And all this good work starts from God.
其实就像腓立比书一章六节告诉我们。
It's like Philippians chapter 1 verse 6.
他说，我深信呢，在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
这也就是说，神既然开始了这个善功，既然他让我们蒙得救，神必然会负全部的责任。
And this tells us when God starts this good work, then He will finish it up.
他会把那些束缚他的智慧能力赐给每一位他的儿女。
He will give all the wisdom and the ability.To those that obeys him.
因为他体恤我们的软弱。
Because he knows our weakness.
我们真的只是神手中的一个器皿。
We are only the instrument in God's hand.
我们生在世上的目的就是为了来荣耀神，来彰显神的荣耀。
The reason we live in this world is to proclaim God's glory and to show his power and ability.
所以有另一句话可以说，就是那神呢，他并不是说让我们蒙恩得救后，他就站在我们的旁边，把手插到兜子里说。
And this tells us it's not like after we are saved, God just stand by beside us and put His hands in His pockets and let us do something.
所以我已经做了我的份了，我已经把我的独生爱子耶稣基督给你们了，而且他也为你们死在十字架上了，下一步。都该你们该做了。
I have already done my part. My son died for you on the cross. Now it's your turn to do something.
你们要自己去悔罪，你们要自己成为圣洁。
You need to repent by yourself, and you need to live a holy life by yourself.
但是我们要深深知道，我们不是孤立的，乃是圣灵在我们心中内住。我们所能行出来的，乃是神的恩典，是神的工作。
That's not what God wants to do.On the other hand, it's God's ability and God's willingly to give us this heart of obedience.
乃是圣灵在我们心中引导我们走那成圣的道路。
It's the Holy Spirit God gave to us to lead us the holy life.
这并不是说我们不需要努力了。
This is not like we stop whatever we need to work on.
但是过纯圣的生活，我们自己也是需要付出努力。
And live a sanctified work, we still need to work it out.
我们自己每个人都是不想，其实每个人都不想犯罪。
And none of us want to sin.
但是我们是无法抵挡罪的诱惑的时候。
And by ourselves, we cannot resist the temptation of sin.
那么有时候呢，其实我们想忍耐，我们又不想生气。
Sometimes we want to be patient and not get angry.
但是我们不能抵挡我们的不耐烦，还有我们的生气。
But we cannot resist our impatience and our angriness.
就是一个非常受主重用的神的仆人，他这样祷告。
And one time there's a very famous and God's servant said this.
他说主啊，求你拿着我爱犯罪的心。
And he prayed to God, Lord, please take away the heart that wants to commit the sin.
我们作为神的儿女，也必须真的要依靠神。我们常常要向神祷告。
And as God's children, we need to trust and depend on God. We need to constantly pray to God.
求神不但是我们越做的心，也求是我们越，也求神是我们做能做他能做喜悦他的他所喜悦的事。
Not only ask God to give us a willingful heart, also ask God to give us the ability to do what He wants us to do.
那么我们要想活出完全顺服神的生命。
So if we want to live a fully obedient life,
我们就要求神来赐我们这些力量和智慧。
We need to ask God to give us this wisdom and ability.
使我们面对诱惑还有这些挑战的时候，我们能够忍耐和满足。
So that when we face the temptation and the challenges, we can be patient and contentment.
这就是我们今天要分享第二点。在基督里的生命还是一个忍耐满足的生命。
So the second point is life in Christ is a patient and content life.
而忍耐满足的具体表现在下面几个方面。
And this is displayed in the following point.
就是不发怨言，不起争论。
First, we shouldn't complain and dispute with one another.
也就无可指责，诚实无伪。
And so we can become blameless and innocent.
还有靠着神的恩典，真正的行出神的道来。
And so that we can live out the word of life, Christ that depending on God.
那么第十三节他告诉我们。
Verse 13 tells us.
第十四节啊，第十四节。
14.
十四节告诉我们，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
Do everything without complaining or arguing.
其实我们在日常生活中，我们常常发怨言。
And often, in our daily life, we complain a lot.
而发怨言就一定必然会引起争论。
And when we complain, then there will be dispute.
那么，除非我们听怨言的人愿意忍耐到底。
Unless the one who listens to the complaint can be patient.
所以最好的方式就是要不发怨言或者少发怨言。
So the best way is we do not complain and complain less.
那我们怎么样呢才能做到不发怨言或者少发怨言呢？
And how could we live a life without complaining?
我想从这么三个方面我们可以减少我们少发怨言。
We can do the following to eliminate our complaining.
首先我们必须找到我们之所以要发怨言的这个根在哪里。
First, we need to find out the root why we complain.
其实发怨言的根本就是在自我为中心。
And the complaining is the center is because we live a self-centered life.
发怨言的人总是认为他自己的品格、名誉或者是他的情感被人侵犯。
The person who complains that always because their emotion, their mind, their decision is not prevailed.
所以听怨言的人呢，也认为他发怨言也是对对方的侵犯。
But the one who listens to the complaint think this is the complaint towards him.
所以这就相互埋怨，就形成相互的争吵。
So this complaining, mutually complaining one another cause discussion.
举一个例子。
For example.
比方我们常常一起出去开车，尤其夫妻一起出去开车。
For example, the couples they often drive together.
那么总会有转弯，或者是哎换刃，或者是等等 stop sign， 那么总会不知不觉就引起争吵。
So sometimes when we're trying to turn or there's a stop sign or traffic light, then we have some dispute.
那为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
我觉得因为开车的总觉得我开车的你是坐车的，那你就应该安静坐到那里，你就不管怎么样你就坐车就好了嘛。
The one who drives think I'm the driver, you just sit there quietly.
你没有权利告诉我什么。
You don't have to tell me everything I should do.
其实是一种自我为中心的表现。
This is a self-centered style.
那坐车的他自己觉得我坐你的车你就应该保证我的安全，你这样你要让我放心。
But the passenger will think that I sit in your car, you need to drive safely so that I can be safe.
所以以自我为中心的话，他都是认为自己有理，自己做的对。
So everyone is self-centered and always think their side is right.
那我们一起读一下腓立比书二章第三节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
第二章第三节的最后一部分到第四节，他在这里说，个人看自己比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
But in humility, consider others better than yourself. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others.
其实通过这些经文，我们就可以重新考虑我们刚才所举的那个例子。
Through this passage, we can reconsider the example I just gave.
如果我们换一个角度来想
，If we think this way,
那么开车的人你就应该觉得，我既然是在开车，我就应该对坐车的人负责。
For the driver, if I'm driving, I should consider the safety of the passenger.
那我就应该让坐车的人放心，让坐车的人。真的是来安全，保证他们的安全。
So I should let the passenger to sit in the car worryless, then I should drive the car safely.
如果你有这个在心里面，你那么开车的人呢，自觉的就会非常用心的去开车。
If you hold this thought in your heart, then you will concentrate on driving.
自然的也会减少很多的埋怨。
Then you will not complain.
那么这也就是说，我们不能单顾自己的事，我们也要顾别人的事。
So this is we not only consider our own interest, we also need to consider the interest of the others.
第二节，我们怎么样能少发怨言？就是我们要把发怨言转化为祷告。
And the second point is, if we change our complaining to prayer, then we can complain less.
如果有时候你想发怨言的时候，尤其是弟兄。
Sometimes if you want to complain, especially for the brothers.
那我请求你在发怨言之前写祷告。
And I ask you before you complain, pray first.
求神赐你耐心，赐你忍耐。
Ask God to give you patience and perseverance.
赐你宽容的心。
So you can have a heart that bear one another.
我们看一下提摩太前书二章八节。
Let's take a look at the.First Timothy chapter 2 verse 8.
他是在告诉我们说，我愿男人无愤怒无纷争，举起圣洁的手随处祷告。
Here it says, I want men everywhere to lift up holy hands in prayer without anger or disputing.
第三节我们要知道怎么样来减少发怨言，就是我们要知道发怨言是罪。
And the third point is we need to realize that complaining is a sin.
是神所禁止的。
And it's forbidden by God.
我们一起看一下哥伦多前书第十章第十到十一节。
Let us look at the First Corinthians chapter 10.
第十章第十到十一节。
Verse 10 to 11.
我在这儿读一下。你们也不要发怨言，像他们有发怨言的，就被灭命的所灭。他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
And do not grumble, as some of them did, and were killed by the destroying angel. These things happened to them as examples, and were written down as warnings for us, on whom the fulfillment of the ages has come.
其实我们读完，我们会知道这段经文其实他在是说以色列人他们在摩西引领他们出来埃及之后，他们在旷野的生活，他们神给了他们那么多恩典，但是他们还是常常的发怨言。
This scripture is revealing to us that as the Israelites led by God from Egypt in the wilderness, that he, even though God gave them many, much grace, but they still complain.
其实我们仔细思考这个发怨言这件事时候，我们就会注意到一件事情。
But if we examine the symptoms of complaining, we shall find.
我们发怨言表面上这是在埋怨人。
And on the surface that we seem to complaining about people.
其实我们认真思考一下，我们发怨言是在埋怨神。
And actually in the deep down we're complaining about God.
所以埋怨神其实就是对神他完全智慧的这个保，完全智慧的这个护理的一种怀疑。
And complaining about God is a doubting God's sovereign providence.
所以他第二节他就告诉我们说，我们应该无可指责，诚实无伪。
And the second of our patient and contentment life is we should become blameless and innocent.
这是第十四节到第十五节前半部分告诉我们。
And it's from verse 14 and 15.
这个里面是说无可指摘和无瑕疵，它并不是说神的儿女就不犯罪，或者是说没有罪。
And here the blameless and the innocent doesn't mean that God's children are perfect, they don't sin.
他在这里是在告诉我们。
Here is telling us.
在神儿女在神的眼里他是无瑕疵的，没无可指摘的。
God's children in God's eye, they are blameless and innocent.
因为耶稣基督他为我们死在十字架上，他已经赦免了我们过去的现在的将来的一切的罪，我们在神眼里是无可指摘的，是无瑕疵的。
Because Jesus Christ died for our sin on the cross, He already forgiven all our sins in the past, present, and in the future.
但在实际生活中，我们作为神的儿女，我们一定要诚实无伪。
But in our daily life as God's children, we need to become blameless and innocent.
知道我们的罪性。
And we should truly know our sinful nature.
知道我们在神面前是赤露敞开的。
And know that we have nothing can hide before God.
没有任何事情可以隐藏在神的面前。
Nothing can hide before God.
我们跟神之间是没有障碍的。
There's no barrier between God and us.
我们应该像大卫一样来这儿的呼求神的名。
We should just like David crying out to the Lord.
就像他在诗篇一百三十九篇。
And David in Psalm 139 says this.
我们要常常学习这样的祷告，来求神来接察我们的心。
We need to learn this prayer in our daily life.
这是大卫的祷告，他说：“神啊，求你接察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。”看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
This is David's prayer. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
忍耐满足的生命也表现在我们要真正的行出神的道来。
And also the life of patience and contentment is we live out the word of God.
这就是第十五节后半部分和十六节所讲的。
And it's explained in verse 15 and 16.
他在这儿说， 好像明光照耀，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑也没有徒劳。
In which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run, or labor for nothing.
如果我们真的能按神的教导生活在这个世界上，
If we can truly live out, God's teaching in this world,
不发怨言，不起争论，
No complaining, no disputing,
诚实无为的生活，
and live a blameless and innocent life.
那我们必然会和跟不信的人有一个非常鲜明的对比。
Then we will have a very, obvious contrast with unbelievers.
就像光与暗的对比一样。
Just like the light of, versus the darkness.
就像马太福音五章十四节到十六节告诉我们的。
It's just described, like described in Matthew chapter 5.
那马太福音第五章十四节到十六节是登山宝训里面讲到耶和光。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 to 14.
他在这儿说你们是世上的光，晨照在山上是不能隐藏的，人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, it is put on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house.
我们作为神的儿女，不但要听神的道，我们也不但要持守神的道，我们更应该在我们每日的日常生活中来行出神的道来。
As God's children, we're not just listen to God's word, we also need to live out the life of God's word.
那么这个好像每个人说，那是怎么来行出神的道？
And how can we live, out the life of God's word?
我们一起看一下弥迦书第六章第八节。
Let us look at the, book Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
弥迦书第六章第八节告诉我们。
Chapter 6 verse 8 says,
他说世人啊，耶和华已指示你们何为善，他向你们所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，从谦卑的心与你的神同行。
He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, to act justly and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
其实这些经文其实不用多少理解，我们非常明确的就能知道，那么道就是什么，是行出神的道来。
This verse, doesn't need a, very complex understanding. It's very, obvious that what God wants us to do.
我们可以自己问自己一下。
We can ask ourselves.
我在日常生活中是否有公义的心？
And in my daily life, am I have a heart of just?
是否有慈悲怜悯的心？
Do I have a heart of loving mercy?
是否有谦卑的心？
Do I have a humble heart?
虽然我们蒙恩得救，
Even though we are saved,
我们还不是完全完美的。
We are not perfect.
因为我们的罪性仍在我们的里边。
Because our sinful nature is still there.
所以我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are the sinners that, have, under the grace.
我们必须诚实无为地承认这一点。
We need to, truly and sincerely admit that.
要常存谦卑的心。
So that we can have a humble heart.
来承认我们的无能。
And, tell God we are weak.
来相信神的全能。
And we, so we can trust God's almighty power.
也知道神我们自己的污秽。
And so we also know our own, depravity.
定睛在神的圣洁上。
We can, fix our eyes on our Lord.
要表里如一，不要做一套说一套。
And we can live a life, truly inside and outside.
我们要常常读经祷告，与主内的弟兄交通。
We should often, read Bible and, prayer and also fellowship with others.
那么我们这样的话，我们才能真正的寻求神的带领。
Only, by this we can, led by God.
雅各书第四章第六节说，神是阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And in the book of James, it tells us God resists those who are arrogant, but give grace to those who are humble.
所以也告诉我们，我们真的只有一颗谦卑的心，我们才能真正的有一个忍耐满足的生命。
This tells us only we have a humble heart, then we can be content and patient.
那么在基督里的生命也是一个喜乐的生命。
And also the life in Christ is a joyful life.
我们一起看一下第十七节到第十八节。
Let us look together verse 17 and 18.
我以你们的信心为奉献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
But even if I'm being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and the service coming from your service coming from your faith, I'm glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
所以这里也告诉我们，就是说，一个常颂福的人，一个常常忍耐满足的人，他必然是一个喜乐的人。
And this tells us a person that who is constantly obedient to God and constantly be patient and contentment, then they will have a joyful life.
其实16、17跟18这两节经文是在保罗在讲像旧约中献燔祭的一个情景。
And here the two verses reflect Paul is thinking about the fire offering in the Old Testament.
我们一起看一下民数记二十八章。
Let us look at the Numbers chapter 28.
民数记二十八章，我们读一下七节到八节。
Let us read verse 7 to 8.
民数记二十八章七到八节。
Numbers chapter 28, verse 7 to 8.
为这一只羊羔要重献奠祭的酒一心四分之一，在圣所中你要将重酒奉给耶和华为奠祭，晚上你要献那一只羊羔，必到早晨的素祭和铜屑的奠祭献上，作为馨香的火祭献给耶和华。
The accompanied drink offering is to be a quarter of a hin of fermented drink with each lamb.Pour out the drink offering to the Lord at the sanctuary. Prepare the second lamb at twilight, along with the same kind of grain offering and the drink offering that you prepare in the morning. This is the offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
在旧约时代，祭司他的每个早上和晚上献燔祭的时候
In the Old Testament era,when the priest gave sacrifice in the morning and the evening,
这个燔祭跟奠祭呢是要一同献上的。
And the drink offering and the fire offering should be given offered together.
也就是在祭司点火来焚烧这个燔祭的羔羊前。
And before the priest set up the fire to burn the offering.
他要把一些酒那些浇在这个羔羊的身上。
He needed to pour out the fermented drink on the sacrifice.
这就是我们所说的奠祭。
This is called the drink offering.
它的目的是为了让这个祭物在燃烧的时候呢，有馨香的味道。
The purpose when the burnt offering is burned will release the aroma.
尽管这个羔羊跟这个酒呢，它是一同被燃烧在这个坛上。
Even though the lamb and the drink are burned on the altar,
他们一起燃烧献给神。
They are together burned to offer to God.
但是我们知道，在这个里面，羔羊它是最主要的。
But we know that the lamb is the most important.
保罗在这里是一种谦卑的表达。
And Paul here is giving us a humble. Explanation.
他宁可成为这个祭物身上所浇的这个酒。
And he wants to be this drink offering on this sacrifice.
他在这里是乃是对腓立比的弟兄姊妹说。
And he actually is telling the people, the Christians in the church of Philippi.
你们是主要的，我是次要的。
And you are the main offering. I'm only the drink offering.
你们是花朵，我只不过是一片叶子。
And you are the flower. I'm only the leaf.
那么保罗为了表达他这样的喜乐，他首先从这几个方面来表达的。
Paul is using this to express his rejoice.
保罗首先表达了他为神儿女的信心而喜乐。
First, he expressed his joy in God's children's faith.
他看腓立比信徒的信心为宝贵。
He took it very preciously of the faith of the church in Philippi.
当作献给神的祭物。
He wants to use that faith as an offering to God.
他愿意很跟他们一同喜乐。
And he wants to rejoice with them together.
第二个方面，他为与腓立比的弟兄姊妹们，也就是为与神的儿女们一同受苦喜乐。
Secondly, he was rejoicing because he was taking the suffering with them together.
我们知道祭物它是表示苦难，甚至是死亡。
And we know that sacrifice means that death and suffering.
他愿与腓立比的弟兄们一起受苦，经历苦难。
He wants to go through the suffering together with the people in Philippi.
甚至为他们死，他都会喜乐。
Even to the point that he needs to die for them, he is rejoiced.
保罗也为与腓立比的弟兄姊妹彼此扶持而喜乐。
And Paul also rejoiced with the people the church. The children of the Philippi church that they helping each other.
那么我们知道祭物跟这个奠祭它是一同献上的。
We know that the drink offering and the burnt offering are together.
虽然祭物为中心，但是奠祭它会带来馨香。
Even though the burnt offering is the main point, but the drink offering gives aroma.
有一句英语谚语表示谦卑。
And there's a proverb saying, English proverb saying to tell us the humility.
就说 I am just icing on the cake.
我只是那个蛋糕上面的那个那一层甜的那个
糖浆。
糖浆
糖霜。那么虽然蛋糕是主体在这里。
Even though the cake is the major part.
那么但是上面的糖霜呢能增加蛋糕的香甜。
But the topping, the icing topping, it can add the flavor to the cake.
他们是互补的。
They're mutually benefit each other.
保罗在这里是在表达一种与腓立比弟兄之间彼此扶持的关系。
And Paul here is trying to explain to us the relationship, the supporting relationship between him and the church at Philippi.
他在这彼此扶持中，他感觉到喜乐。
Because this supporting one another, he is rejoicing in it.
最后，保罗也表达了他在谦卑中的喜乐。
And last, Paul is also rejoicing in humility.
虽然保罗呢，他是基督耶稣的使徒。
Even though Paul is an apostle of Christ.
他为主的事工而受苦。
He suffered a lot for the sake of Christ.
我们也知道腓立比教会是保罗亲手建立。
We know that Paul helped establish the Philippi church.
但他仍愿意卑微自己。
But he he humbled himself.
把自己比作那个奠祭。
He described himself as that sacrifice.
而把腓立比的弟兄姊妹比作是祭物。
And he extolled the children in Philippi's church as the burnt offering.
更严密说是把他们的信心当作祭物。
And he does, if we want to say it strictly, he used their faith as the offering.
那么他在这种谦卑中已经是非常喜乐。
And in this humility, he is very joyful.
我们知道只有耶稣基督他才是那真正的羔羊。
We know that only Jesus Christ is that true lamb.
他为我们这些罪人死在十字架上。
He is the one that died for the sinners.
是他担当了我们本该担当的刑罚。
He take all our punishment.
他不但引导我们今生，也引导我们 永在这个世上的永生的，在这个世上的一切的旅程。
He not only lead our life, gave us salvation. He also lead us the life on this earth.
主耶稣就是他也给了我们永生的盼望。
And he also gave us the eternal hope.
因着他，世界上无数的人的生命得到了巨大的改变。
Because of him, people in this world can be changed.
三十多年前。
Some 30 years ago.
有一个名叫 Nick 的男孩。
There's a boy whose name is Nick.
他生在澳大利亚。
He's born in Australia.
他生来就没有胳膊，没有腿。
He has no legs and arms.
只有两个小脚丫长在他的躯体之下。
Only two little, tiny feet grow out of his trunk, body.
他的父母亲跟他的家人和他朋友们非常的爱他。
But his parents and all his families loved him.
他很小的时候不觉得自己与别人有什么不同。
When he was very young, he doesn't know the difference he is with the others.
直到他八岁的时候。
Until he was 8 years old.
他意识到自己是个残疾人。
And he realized he's handicapped.
觉得自己一生不会有什么幸福，不会有什么将来。
And he realized he doesn't have any hope and he will not have a good future.
所以他开始沮丧、失望、抑郁。
And he was disappeared and he is depressed.
当他十岁的时候。
When he was 10 years old.
他决定在浴缸中来结束他自己的生命。
He want to kill himself in the bathtub.
他经过几次尝试之后。都没有成功。
After a few attempts, he didn't succeed.
但是他意识到。
But he realized.
他不能因自己的自杀而代替他所爱他的人自责和担负这个重担。
He can't use the suicide to give the burden of those who loved him.
于是他放弃自杀的这个企图。
So he gave up his intention of suicide.
他就来练习用自己不完全的这个身体来做一些事情。
And he started exercising to use his handicapped body to do something.
他学会了用他的脚来打字、来写字、来游泳。
And he learned to use his two feet to swim, to typing and to write.
但是呢，十三岁的时候呢，他偶然间把他的脚伤了。
But at the age of 13, he hurt his feet.
这是他第一次的想到。
This is the first time he realized.
他要更多的为他所拥有的感恩。
And he should give more thanks for what he has.
而不要为他所没有的感到沮丧和怨恨。
And he shouldn't hold a grudge or complain about what he doesn't have.
在他十五岁那年。
At the age of 15.
他接受耶稣基督做他的救主和他生命的主。
He received Christ as his Savior and the Lord.
把自己的一生交托在神的手里。
He committed his whole life Jesus' hand.
从此他的生命有了巨大的改变。
Since then, his life changed.
尽管他在生活中还会有很多的这种困难。
Even though he has many difficulties in his life.
但是他不再沮丧，不再埋怨。
But he doesn't complain or disappear anymore.
他用一颗全然感恩的心来接受一切。
With a thankful heart, he accepts everything.
他现在呢，在世界各地到处做他的见证。
And nowadays, he is giving testimony all over the world.
鼓励安慰那些在各种困境中的人。
Encourage and comfort those who are in suffering.
这是一个完全顺服的生命。
This is a life of obedience.
这也是一个知足的生命。
And it's also a life of contentment.
它也是一个喜乐的生命。
And a rejoiced life.
他不但自己喜乐。
Not only he himself rejoiced.
他也代替了世界上多少人更多的喜乐。
And he also bring much joy to all the people in the world.
他说，尽管我在幼年时企图自杀，我现在要尽情欣赏这个伟大的世界。 我已经选择把我的信心放在神的手里，我知道今生有比眼睛所能看见的更多，我已经历了比我所能理解的更大的爱，我盼望天堂，我要去的地方，那里没有苦难，那里没有痛苦、死亡、疾病，没有暴力，没有虐待，也没有各样的邪恶。
So I attempted suicide as a child. I now want to enjoy this great world for as long as possible. I have chosen to put my faith in God. I know there is more to this life than meets the eye. I have experienced a love that is greater than we can comprehend.I look forward to heaven, a real place I am going to, where there will be no more pain, death, sickness, violence, abuse, or evil of any kind.
他又说，无论我如何努力，我也不会完美。为了到达天堂，因我所有，为了到达天堂，因我所有做过的坏事，我需要被赦免。这就是为什么耶稣，神的儿子，为世人死。他是唯一从坟墓中复活，并且有着无可指摘的生命。他为我的罪死，而且担当了我的罪该当受的惩罚。我在15岁时把我的生命献给耶稣，开始我人生的信心旅程。耶稣使我在各种困境中得胜，他也在我的每一次痛苦中安慰我。我相信，一旦你信靠这位神，你会经历最大的平安、喜乐和满足。
I can never be perfect, no matter how hard I try. To reach heaven, I need to be forgiven for all the things I have done wrong. That is why Jesus, the Son of God, died for the world. He was the only one who could raise himself from the grave and live a blameless life. He died for my sins and took my place for the punishment of sin, death itself.I gave my life to Jesus at age 15 and started to sharing my walk of faith. Jesus has given me victory over every circumstance and comforted me in every pain. I believe that once you find faith in God, you will experience the greatest peace, joy, and fulfillment.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
那么内克这样一个残疾人，他都能够有这样的一个顺服的生命，忍耐满足的生命，一个喜乐的生命。
A person like Nick, who is very handicapped, he can have this joyful and content life.
我们每一个借缺的人，我们该当有这样的生命。
And we as a physically fully perfect people, that we should also have such life.
因为我们并不孤单，我们知道神的应许，他说他必与我们同在。
Because we are not alone, we know that God promised He will be with us.
直到他再来的日子。
Until the day He comes again.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的父神，我们谢谢你的恩典，你的怜悯，主，你让我们听你的话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. You led us to listen to your words.
主，我求你真的把你的话语放在我们的心里。
Lord, we ask you to put your words into our heart.
让我们靠着圣灵的引导，让我们真正的活出一个喜乐的生命。
By the leading of the Holy Spirit, we can live a joyful life.
活出一个完全顺服的生命，活出一个满足的生命。
You can live a life of obedient and a life of patience and contentment.
求你祝福在座的每一个人。
I ask you to bless everyone in this room.
让我们在一生中能够行出主你的样式。
So that we can live a life our Lord.
真的是成为世上的光，也来照亮周围的人。
So we are the light and the salt of the world to shine through this world.
来把更多的人带到主你的面前。
So we can lead many to you.
来荣耀你的名。
To exalt your name.
我们祷告祈求奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.